In one Mesopotamian creation story, there are three gods, Anu, Enlil, and Enki. And to do all the labor in the world, these three gods got lesser gods to do it. These lesser gods, they worked the farms, they made the canals. But it wasn't long before these lesser gods, no longer wanting to do the hard labor, refuse. The rebellion isn't put down. Instead, the greater gods decide, let's make someone else to do it. And so humans are created to do this work. And at first, this is fine, but it's not long before the human population begins to rise. And Enlil, the god of the earth, finds the noise of their lies very disturbing to his sleep. Not wanting to be disturbed anymore, he causes a famine and a drought to strike the humans. But while there is death and destruction, the humans continue to spread. So Enlil tries again, and again the humans survive the gods' attacks to continue multiplying. Enlil finally decides to send a flood, using the waters to sweep humanity away. Enki, the far more compassionate god of the seas, helps the human hero, Atrahasis, build a boat. And once the flood comes, it does destroy much of humankind, but on his boat, Atrahasis and his family survive and are able to preserve humanity. Often, and rightfully so, this story is compared to the flood narrative of Noah, the flood narrative of Gilgamesh. And it's quite obvious why. Humanity is wiped out by a flood and saved by one family who survives on a boat. But the Old Testament scholar P. Kyle McCarter Jr. suggests that this story is actually more comparable to the Moses birth narrative. Like the humans of the Mesopotamian myth, the Israelites are bound to hard labor, though this time to a different powerful authority, a different god of sorts, Pharaoh. And like the humans in the creation myth, the population of the Israelites grows so much that it becomes threatening to that authority. And Enlil and Pharaoh both then try to stop the growth through numerous means, and both of them, for both of them, the culmination is death in the waters of the world. And Enlil calls forth a flood, and Pharaoh decrees that all newborn boys be thrown into the Nile, thus threatening the end of the Israelites forever. But it's not the end. Both stories have at their heart the one who carries the hopes of their people and their very existence. Atrahasis, like Noah, builds a boat and survives the flood. And Moses survives the Nile in a small papyrus basket covered with pitch. And what's fascinating to me is that the Hebrew word tabal, which we translate as ark, only occurs in the Bible in reference to Noah and to the basket that Moses is set in as he floats down the river. Moses, too, survives the waters of the world on a tiny little ark made of papyrus and pitch. With all of these shared tropes and homages, the story of Moses, of the people of Israel trapped in Egypt, is in fact a creation story. And it can be read that way. It's perhaps not the creation of the world, as is the Genesis story, but it is creation. Here we have the story of the creation of a community. Way back in Genesis, the promise was first given to Abraham. Through your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves. And here we see what began as words, what began as declarations, beginning to take concrete steps to fulfillment. This is not the story of creation. This is the story of new creation. It's the story of God beginning the process of making things new in a broken world. The story of Exodus is the mythic framing of moving from simply promise to lived experience. In our reading for today, we encounter a God who becomes embodied in creation. Here is a burning bush in response to the cries of brokenness, in response to the pain of a wounded world. I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings. And I love that line, I know their sufferings. This is beyond simply hearing about the sufferings, about seeing the violence and oppression within creation. This is a God who knows it. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them. This is where we see the creation of a new community, bound together by cries from a broken world, bound together by the longing for something new. At last, after years of oppression and slavery, here is our God, the forger of new communities, the healer of the world, the bringer of liberation. No more promises. The creation of the new world begins now. Thanks be to God. Amen.